In the game of football, a number can define a player. From the number on their jersey seen each Sunday, to statistics produced on the field. But in the game of football, there is another number of almost equal significance. Age. A number one Viking continues to ignore.
30 is new 20, you know, so I always tell, you know, people that being in the league for a long time and just being able to share with the younger guys, you know, how things go, you know, around here and, you know, what this organization expects from its players. You know, I think that's the easy thing. But when it comes to, you know, taking care of the body, it's been fun for me to sit back and give this advice, you know, to the young guys to help them have long careers as well.
Knowing the importance of taking good care of his body and the preparation needed to succeed, the game's top running back once again proved any doubters wrong who thought at 30 his best days were behind him. Through 15 games, he is leading the league in rushing and has the third most rushing yards in his 9-year career.
He's such a powerful, explosive, fast runner that some of the cuts he makes, you know, I was lucky enough to be around Emmitt Smith and you know, some other great backs, and they just change the whole complexion of the game. They change the whole complexion of how defenses are going to play you.
It has been quite the season for Peterson, who showed age and time away from the game wouldn't slow him down. Being back, playing the game he loves, with the support of the fans, has made this season's success all the more rewarding.
It felt good, you know, when I came out, you know, first home game, and, you know, you just hear the crowd, you know, screaming and yelling and chanting your name. I think that was the moment when I was able to realize, you know what, hey, I'm back, you know, I'm here.
But it isn't just his success on the field that helps bring wins for the Vikings. Now, one of the eldest statesmen on the team, Peterson is a team leader and captain, helping to guide his younger teammates.
Just me personally, I would say the biggest thing is just being more vocal, talking to guys one-on-one, encouraging them, and just realizing that, hey, you know, just because you're at a level, talking about myself, but I feel like I'm at a level where mentally I'm able to bounce back and just get it done. I know what to expect. Just realizing that, hey, there's a lot of young guys in this locker room that needs to hear more from the leaders and from me with the knowledge that I have. So just being able to share the knowledge I have with them to help them improve.
The leadership of Peterson and others has been pivotal to the Vikings' 10 wins and their first playoff berth since 2012. The blend of veterans with the array of younger talent has made this season a special one for the Vikings.
You have a good core group of veteran guys that have been around for a long time. You know, you think about, you know, Chad Greenway, you know, Brian Robinson, just to name a few. And you have a lot of young guys with talent that are here. But what I love about these guys the most is, you know, they're very competitive. You know, they're eager to learn, you know, and they have that willpower to go out and want to be the best, you know. So I feel like that makes us special.